guys, this is Channing talking about Chapter 18, Urban Location Theory and Interaction. My first point of analysis is about central places. I thought it was cool to see that there are so many different types or slash definitions of what a central city might be. Like, it might be a small community or a large city or somewhere in between, which I thought was pretty cool and good to know. My second point of analysis is about the last section talking about Brasilia. I didn't know that Brazil changes capitals, and I thought it was cool to learn why, because Rio was getting too populated. I also didn't realize that other places did something similar to this also. I just thought that this was cool to know because I didn't know that capitals of cities were so important in relation to population slash popularity. I also just kind of thought that capitals were just kind of like a popular city in the middle of the country that didn't really have too much of an impact. So it's cool to see how important they actually are. I believe that advancements in technology and ways of life are a big reason why cities are urbanizing. For example, Borchardt's models show advancements in transportation which helped cities grow. Also, just like the progression from the Neolithic Revolution caused urbanization to increase because it led to city-states. The advancements in infrastructure as well has led to urbanization because of the urban centers and streetcars and suburbs, etc. These are all outcomes of the technology advancements made, which is why I think that this is a big part in urbanization. My connection is about the section talking about Borchardt's model. Last year in history class, we talked about how some of these technological advances impacted life in the United States. I remember us talking about the steamboat a lot and railroads and also the Transcontinental Railroad. So reading about this in this chart made me flash back to 8th grade U.S. history and apply what I learned to this model. It also helped me understand this chart more because of my prior knowledge, which is my connection. If this chapter were a book, the cover would be a picture of an urban city. Then, the components of that city would show other things slash vocab. For example, a sign on one of the roads in the city would say, X urbanization this way, and the road would be leading to the countryside. Or, a group of people on the bus would show social heterogeneity because it can show how diverse the people are in that city. A building might display their rank size rule, or a railroad next to the urban city may show infrastructure or a new component of Borchardt's model. So basically, there would be a picture of an urban city with vocab terms incorporated to show how it is urban. The Ecumen is very diverse and has many components that contribute to urbanization everywhere. Thanks for listening to Chapter 18, Urban Location Theory and Interaction. See y'all guys next time.